The big story in Turkey this weekend is that country's election. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is running for his fifth term as Turkey's leader, but he's not the only Erdogan on the ballot. There's another one running for parliament. The two candidates are not related. In fact, the other Erdogan came to Turkey from Syria, but he wants his name to make a statement. Fariba Nawa has the story from Bursa in northwest Turkey.
Mohammed Erdogan is 6 hours late for his meeting in his shiny construction office. He has three cell phones, and they keep ringing. His name used to be Mohammed el-Sheikhouni, but the 34-year-old businessman changed his name to Erdogan last year to demonstrate his loyalty to Turkey and to the Turkish president. As the only Syrian candidate running for Turkish parliament, this Erdogan says he has to keep proving that he's Turkish enough, even with his own party, the ruling AKP, and even though his own roots lie in Turkey.
Ben de Türk vatandaşıyım. Ailemin Suriye'ye göç etmesi beni farklı.
I am a Turkish citizen as well. My family immigrated from Turkey to Syria under the Ottomans. My grandparents were Turks.
More than 3 million Syrians live in Turkey now after fleeing the war at home. Mohammed Erdogan is one of about 55,000 Syrians granted Turkish citizenship since 2011 as part of a program to give citizenship to immigrants who bring exceptionalism to Turkey. Like President Erdogan, Mohammed Erdogan stresses that he's a practicing Muslim but not an Islamist. He says he believes in democracy, Turkey's secular constitution, and women's rights. He says he wouldn't interfere in his Turkish wife's decision to work outside or stay at home.
I wholeheartedly support women. Of course I do. Why? Women are always right.
Then he backtracks and says religion should play a role in the laws that govern marriage and divorce, for example, because Turkey is an Islamic country. Despite his love of Turkey, a lot of Turks don't view this Erdogan as a legitimate candidate because he's also Syrian. It doesn't help that his Turkish language skills are still a work in progress. In fact, he asked his Turkish assistant to write down his answers and correct any errors before I recorded him. In the weeks before the election, campaigning is loud with music blaring from trucks in public squares. Bursa is an AKP stronghold, but the opposition is visible here as well, with booths and wall-sized posters. Some recent polls suggest that incumbent President Erdogan may not get the majority of votes he needs to win outright, triggering a runoff on July 8th. But he has a lot of support here. Samet Bostan is a vendor here who sells photo frames. He's a staunch backer of President Erdogan and the AKP, and he also likes the president's namesake, Mohammed Erdogan, because he says the same things as the president.
İnşallah destekler. O da bizim bir kardeşimizdir yani.
But others here, like Hava Kurtuluş, are skeptical of a Syrian-born Erdogan.
Bence desteklenmem. Ben de AK Partiliyim.
He shouldn't be supported. I've been an AKP voter for 15 years now. As far as I know, shouldn't a member of parliament be a person that is born on this land and someone who knows everything about this country?
Actually, no. Parliamentary candidates just have to be Turkish citizens and endorsed by one of the parties. But the large numbers of Syrians who have settled here since 2011 have led to a backlash. Some Turks say they're taking their jobs, hurting the economy, and changing the culture. Hidayet Savinç is a member of the newly formed E Party.
Suriyelileri ülkelerine geri göndermeyi düşünen bir partiyiz. Bunu açık net ifade eden tek partiyiz.
We're a party who believes that Syrians should go back. We're the only party who voices this out loud and clearly. The Syrians will be happy in their own country. I disapprove of a Syrian being an MP in the Turkish parliament. He doesn't even speak proper Turkish.
Mohammed Erdogan says some Syrians will go back when it's safe again and the country gets back on its feet, but others will stay. His goal, he says, is to serve Turkey and its diverse population. For the World, Fariba Nawa, Bursa, Turkey.